Former teacher Miguel Cardona was confirmed by 64 votes to 33 in the Senate. Connecticut's former education commissioner must now steer the country back towards in-person learning for elementary and middle schools. However, the president's school promise has faced criticism, as the goal is for a minimum of one day in-classroom learning rather than a 5 full days for all schools. Cardona succeeds Betty DeVos, a controversial Trump donor who served as the past administration's education secretary despite no education portfolio experience. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.